Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, the 5th of February of 2024. I don't know why I thought it was my brother's birthday. It's not. It was a few days ago, and my brother's birthday is, in fact, on February 1st. No, I will not tell you how old he is. But nonetheless, February 5th, 2024, not the 1st. But still, it's hard to believe we're already over a month into the new year. And I know January always goes by slow, but still, it's kind of hard to believe that we're already in month number two of the year, the new year, 2024. I still believe for us, and still believe in God that for us, 2024 will be the year of more God, more blessing from the Lord, more opportunities, from God, more souls.
Amen.
That's what I'm believing for. And you may say with the SNL, you may say with the whole thing of 2024 being the year of more, you're going to refer to the SNL, right? No, not tonight. I'm not. Even though I love the statement. You know what? Fine. I'm doing it. So on SNL, Saturday Night Live, the 90s, there's this guy. He comes on there and he says, "I have a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell." No, I'm not doing that, but I'm just saying 2024 is the year of more God. Some of you think I'm feeling that. Yeah, the prescription you need is more joy, more God.
Amen. More God.
More God. Some of you need more laughter. Some of you need more Holy Ghost. Some of you need more of that. That's the prescription. That's the real prescription. Is more Jesus. You're going through stuff. You need more God. Not more of this earth. I mean, not more of this world. Because the things of this, the things of earth are temporary. Those of us who live, we live on the earth. The earth is not our final home, folks. Though you were born on this earth, the earth is not your final home. Life on this earth is, in fact, temporary. It is here today and tomorrow is gone. Our life is but a vapor. I know some of us, sometimes it can be hard to comprehend it, but it's true. When you look at 100 years or 80 years, 80 years, 100 years, or up to 120, up to 120, which is, of course, the limit that God set it at. It's but a vapor compared to the 2,000 years since Jesus was born. So that means even if you lived 100 years, you will have only lived 1/20th of the 2,000 years. And even when you talk about before Christ came to this earth, that's even less of that. So, what do they say? Here today, gone tomorrow. For me, my destination is heaven. I want you to be able to make heaven with me. I do. My future is heaven. I know that for a fact. you know, that as long as I obey God, as long as I stay steadfast in that, you know, as long as I, you know, don't get into all kinds of crazy sin and all that kind of stuff, I'll be heading for heaven. And even when you give your life to Christ, you know, if you sin bad enough, you can, in fact, lose your salvation. You can. I see it. You can. Like this. You cannot blaspheme the Holy Spirit. If you do, you won't be forgiven, and you'll certainly not make heaven. You won't. Just had that on my heart. So the Jacksonville the Palm Coast Holy Spirit Conference in Palm Coast, Florida, with my pastor, Dr. Buckley, last week was a success. I wasn't there, but I streamed most of it, and it was fantastic. I could tell when I was listening to it, I could tell that the anointing of God was there. It really was. And I could tell. Spirit of God was there. You can go online to YouTube and look up Mark T. Barclay. Go to the live sections and you'll see. Go to that live section, you know, on YouTube, and it'll show you. You know, the Palm Coast Holy Spirit Conference, you know, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Friday night. Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, and all that's all up there. And it was a great conference, honestly. I'm grateful that Pastor obeys God and does what God calls him to do. You know, reaches people. Ultimately, what would be what's the coolest is when you have people come to a place like that and give their lives to Jesus for the first time. That way, it's not all just believers that show up. Because it's great when, you know, when you have believers show up. That's wonderful. Wonderful. You know, when you have your Holy Ghost deal, you know. And, you know, dance, holler, shout, pray in tongues and all that, and all that great stuff. Yeah. But it's also wonderful when you have new people. By new people, I mean, you know, people come in there to a place like that and give their life to Jesus for the first time. I believe we're going to see an influx of souls into the kingdom. I believe we'll have sinners coming to our churches looking for help. I believe there'll be a lot of them. I really do. You may say, well, what about revival? Revival starts in us. Revival doesn't start just because a pastor said so, by any means. No. No. Revival starts in us. It stirs as his people pray and sing, as people pray, as his people seek him, as his people decide that he's more important than anything else. And that's how revival comes. That's when revival hits, is when people do that and give themselves over to God. That's what I believe. That's the way I see it. And so, you know, I just thought it was great to see God move. And now even the stories he told some stories about his early walk as a Christian. Dr. Buckley did, and his stories are always cool. And yes, there were a couple stories of his that I hadn't heard before. Like, when Vicky was already speaking in tongues, his wife, and his mother-in-law was speaking in tongues, but he was over there doing this little motorboat thing. Motorboat tongues. And then he got filled with Holy Spirit right there on this marine lot thing. And then suddenly it hit him right there and he spoke in tongues out loud. And it wasn't, but, you know, those little motorboat things. If he didn't just let him fill it right there, he could have been motorboat forever. Then maybe he'd be teaching us motorboat tongues. I don't know. Hopefully it'd be a little bit faster. It's like, no, that's not tongues. No, I'm not. And no, I am not doing the motorboat. Motorboat goes so slow. Motorboat goes so fast. You know, that water game you guys might remember from when you were little. Do you remember that, Jade, or no?
I don't know.
Motorboat goes so slow. Motorboat goes so fast. Motorboat, step on the gas.
That's cute.
It was some water thing, but more kids than that knew about it. I guess not. Not all do, but nonetheless, I thought it was cool that right there, it wasn't even in a church when he first started speaking in tongues, like out loud. You know, and it hit him. It wasn't even in a church. It won't always be in a church. I mean, it's wonderful when it is, and, you know, and people hear it, you know, and God's people hear it, and it gives hope to God's people and things like that when they hear it happening live like that when they're gathered in the church. But it doesn't always happen right there. I just thought that was a cool thing. The way he told this story. And so it was a great conference. They met the budget on the second night. In fact, the local church down there put in like $50,000 for it, which I don't know about you, but to me, that's pretty remarkable that they were able to take that much off of it right off the get-go, $50,000. That was a pretty cool thing. They were just able to go right there like that. I feel like it was a God thing that it happened that way. And it's great what God does when you just let him do his thing. It's amazing what he can do. It's amazing what he'll do. It really is. Earlier. I want to remind you of a couple of quick things that I always try to remind you, my listeners, about. The first thing I want to remind you about is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's a story of how great God has been. It's a story that I pray when you, as you read it, it will increase your faith. I want your faith to be increased. I really do. It's not something that I take lightly. You can go online to paypal.com in order to to buy the book. You go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how it can be a blessing for you. Please go online to that website, riversofmiracles.com. And you'll be able to buy the book right there on the website. And you can let the book be a blessing to you. You can. I want that book to be a blessing to you. I really do. It's not something that I take lightly. I don't. And you can go online to that website and let that book just be a blessing for you. And you can buy that book right there. And why not share the book with someone else when you're done reading it? You know. The other thing I want to remind you about is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. I don't tell you how much to sow. I'm not into that. I do no pressure. Don't like pressure. I do this no pressure approach. And I believe in, believe in God. And you just, if you want someone to tell you what to give, God can show you. I'm not going to sit here and turn my episodes into fundraisers. I'm not going to do that. Well, I have 5.5, 7.5, 9.5, 7.5, like the auctioneer. Nope. I'm not doing that. I heard a guy do the auctioneering at the fair last year. It was so funny. I mean, I thought it sounded cool, but you know what? I'm not doing that on my program. I figured, you'll sow as God leads you. And I want to thank those of you who have sown seed into the program. I really do. And I thank you for that, Lord. And I thank God for that, for what he's done. I really do. And you can. What? Uh-oh. What you got?
Water.
Why'd you take the cap off?
For you to drink.
Oh, whoops. Water.
Ice cream.
That is brought to you by Ice Cream, of course, you know. Not Ben and Jerry's, though, because they're woke, and I don't do woke here on this program. I do not do woke. But nonetheless, you go online at paypal.com to sow your seed. In the search, you'll see a search bar when you're on paypal.com, and in that search bar, you type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers. R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. I want you to keep in mind, please, if you would, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing, the first R in Rivers is capitalized. The S in Shukla, capitalized. Also, so please, if you would, just keep that in mind. Also know this. I pray for the seed. When I get notified that seed's come in, I pray for that seed. I pray over it. And I pray for those who sow it. Because I want you to get blessed. And the verse that's on my heart right now, therefore he sowed seed to the sower and bread to food. And we stand on that. Now I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord tonight. As for Super Bowl prediction, that is coming Wednesday, the show before the Super Bowl. And so I'm not going to pick it tonight. I'm not. And I know all these sports pundits, they're talking about it this week and that. And obviously, it's the big game. It would be super cool if the Lions were in it, but, sometimes it just, when you make those mistakes that were made, sometimes, But anyhow, I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord, and we will. The moon and stars, they wept. The morning sun went down. His body on the cross, his blood poured out for us. Upon him, the ground began to shake, the stone was rolled away. His perfect power cannot be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? I resurrect a king, has rendered you defeated. Forever he is glorified.
Glorify forever.
is alive. He is alive. The ground began to shake. The stone was rolled away. His perfect power cannot be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? Resurrected King has rendered you defeated. Forever he is glorified. Forever he is lifted high. Forever he is risen. He is alive. He is alive. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. Forever he is glorified. Forever he is lifted high. Forever he is risen. He is alive. He is alive. He is alive. Oh, thank you, Lord. There is nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Oh, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that can ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. In your presence, Lord. Oh, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your presence in each and every one of us. I thank you that we would feel your presence in our lives, that we would feel it, that we would know that it's your presence. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Isn't that right? Not just some, not just a little bit, all understanding. And I thank you, Lord God, for your peace being there in us, that we have your peace, we have your joy, we have what we need in you. Thank you that in you we move, breathe, and have our being. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Now, thank you for our time and your word tonight. Thank you that it would be fruitful for us, that your word is never void. Your word is never void in our lives, ever. Thank you that give ourselves to you, and that in you, Master, we have what we have need of. And we can trust you Thank you that as we study your word, you reveal things to us about you. And that you speak to us through these verses. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that every need represented on this program tonight is met. Thank you that you're healing our bodies, strengthening our minds. You're bringing peace to the storms that rage against us. And every person is different. Well, thank you, Lord God, that you're bringing peace to these storms that rage against us in your name. And I make my confession over this program. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program. I thank you that finances come to this program. Thank you that more and more listeners tune into this program. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your program, coming into your kingdom as a result of this program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen.
And amen.
I want you to turn with me, if you would, to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Praise God, Deuteronomy chapter 6. I'm going to call this Loving the Lord Your God. I found it. I'm just giving you a couple of seconds to find it. One of you beat me? Maybe you're just saying by faith. Maybe we have to try some Bible finding, verse finding girls. I don't know. You mean by faith you beat me? No, I don't cheat. I do not cheat at this either. I play video. I play these couple different board games, like dice and what have you. And my mom started to tell me that I'm a cheater. I didn't say a cheater. I said a cheater. And she likes to tease me and tell me that every once in a while I might cheat. I don't cheat. I just win these games a lot. I just win them. I don't cheat. Jade, maybe you cheat a little bit at some of these games.
No, sir. I do not cheat. I am not a cheater.
Oh, you're thinking of someone else who might be a cheater, but you're not going to... You're just saying you might know somebody. You don't...
I may know somebody.
You might know a cheater. It might just be... I don't know. But nonetheless, cheetah or not, I did find my verse. I did find chapter 6 of Deuteronomy, and I'm going to start with verse 1. And it's like this. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them. In our modern era, we say grandchildren. So that you, your children, and your grandchildren may fear the Lord, your God, as long as you live, by keeping most of his decrees and commands. At least the ones you feel like. Almost all of them, including a couple of the ones you don't like.
No, mister.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not as long as you live. By keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Now, in the book of Matthew, we see that. It says, you know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and then it adds to it your mind. It adds your mind, too, verse 6. These commands that I give you today are to be upon your heart. Nope, not your blood pressure, your blood pumper, your spiritual heart. He's not necessarily talking about your blood pumper. Those commands I give you are to be kept upon your heart. Oh. And then it says, impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your forehead. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates when the Lord your God brings you into the land that he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a land that large, flourishing cities, and you did not build houses filled with all kinds of good things. You did not provide wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. Then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Fear the Lord your God. Serve him only and take your oaths in his name. Do not follow other gods, the gods of the peoples around you. For the Lord your God, who is among you, is a jealous God, and his anger will burn against you, and he will destroy you from the face of the land. That is, if you don't follow his commandments. So it's not like, oh, he changed his mind and said, I love you, and then said, oh, I'm going to destroy you. Luckily, thank God the God we serve isn't confused like that. And it says, do not test the Lord your God as you did at Massa. Be sure to keep the commands of the Lord your God and the stipulations and decrees that he has given you. Do what is right and good in the Lord's sight, so that it may go well with you, and may go in, you may go in and take over the good land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers. Thrust out all your enemies before you, as the Lord said. In the future, when your son or daughter asks you, what is the meaning of the stipulations, decrees, and laws that the Lord your God has commanded you, you can tell them, you can tell him or her, we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with the mighty hand. Before our eyes, the Lord sent miraculous signs and wonders. Great and terrible No, I didn't say, it said terrible meaning awesome. Not terrible meaning awful, bad. Usually, you know, in our modern era, in our modern day, when we say that's, when we say, you know, terrible, that means it was very bad. But when this says great and terrible on Egypt and Pharaoh and his whole household, by terrible he means like awesome, mighty. But he brought us up out from there to bring us in and give us the land that he promised on oath to our forefathers. The Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees and to fear the Lord our God, so that we may always prosper and be kept alive, as is the case today. And if we are careful to obey all this law before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us, that will be our righteousness. And this law that he was referring to was not only, you know, what we saw about, what we read tonight about loving the Lord our God. It's also referring to the Ten Commandments, which are in the previous chapter, as well as in the book of Exodus. We are required by God to keep the Ten Commandments. We are. How does the Israelites go through Egypt apply to New Testament Christians? I'll tell you. When you live on this earth, you go through some stuff. Sometimes you may go through some extremely severe battles. Could be financial, could be health, could be family, could be career related, could be, you know, child behavior or something, or some mental stuff, could be different things. That different thing that you're dealing with could become your Egypt. I don't know if I'm helping anybody or not. I pray so. Oh, amen. Yes. But you see, and you know, and the Israelites, you know, they ended up, they were wandering because they hadn't obeyed God, you know, in some way. They hadn't obeyed, you know, they were wandering in the desert for 40 years. And then, you know, it was time for them to go up and possess the land. And then he told them, you know, in addition to these Ten Commandments, he said, love the Lord your God. God told him, love me with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And then in the New Testament, Jesus adds to it and says, and with all your mind. So you are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind. You say, how do we do that? Well, what are you thinking about in your heart, in your spiritual heart? What are you thinking about? You know, well, we'll say it this way. How's your attitude go? What's your attitude? What's your attitude towards people? What's your attitude towards the things of God? What's your attitude towards his house? What is it?
People.
What's your attitude towards these people? Mm-hmm. What is it? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it? I mean, we all have to examine ourselves mm-hmm. about it. I mean, I'm not asking all y'all listeners to come out here and tell me. I'm doing that because it's like that examination. And we have to look at ourselves and go, what is it? And if it's not good, then guess what we need to do? Change our attitude. Change it. And get rid of our bad attitude that we have towards him, you know, assuming we have a bad one, that is. If it's, you know, and fix it. And have a good attitude, you know, towards his people, towards his, you know, your soul. What's going on in your soul? What is it? What about your mind? What about your strength? You know, are you drawn to his things? Or do your feet decide that they're going to lead you astray? Is that when it's time to go to church? Instead, they decide they're going to go mow lawn and do all this other stuff that is not going to profit you spiritually. You know, and then you have to think, you know, your heart, your soul, your strength, your mind. What's your mind thinking about right now? Is it thinking about me bringing you the Word of God? Or is it distracted by some other stuff? Like a list of stuff you got to do tonight. Or a list of stuff you got to do tomorrow. Or thinking about excuses that you might have made. For falling short of the glory of God. I mean, we got to look at ourselves individually and ask ourselves, you know, before God, these questions. How am I doing, Lord? How am I doing at loving you? How am I doing at making sure that I'm not putting other stuff ahead of you? Or maybe nothing's ahead of him, but maybe you've just cooled off compared to how you used to be. Maybe you've just decided it's okay, you know, if I maybe go to couple services a month instead of like every time the door is open and like all that kind of stuff. God doesn't want you to backslide. God does not want you to backslide on you. God wants you to seek him. Oh, and another thing. He doesn't want you to forget about him. You know, and then even when you get delivered, you know, and you get really, and you've went through that stuff, but now things are going better for you. You got that new job, you got that promotion, you got a healed body now, you know, your mind's better and all that kind of stuff. Don't be forgetting about God. Don't be forgetting about the miracle that he did. Be thankful for it. And don't think that just because you got what you were believing for and stepped out of your Egypt, that it means, okay, now I can pull back. Yes! No. You stay the course and you thank him for what he's done. Because I believe if you appreciate what God's done for you, you stick with it. You stick with it. Because I'm trying to think, serving God, has it hurt me? No. No. you know, and like all that kind of, you know. And, you know, you just, you know, I just think about it. You think about it. And, you know, I've seen God do a lot of things. You know, and I've grown up in the things of God. And nobody's perfect, but I've never really found myself really just run away from him. I don't plan to either. And so, he's not telling you to love him because he's got little feelings and you don't want to hurt his little feelings. Oh, no. God is not a man that he should lie. God is not a mere man. I guess what? I'm not a mere man either. We are not mere humans. Because when I think of mere, I think of like this nobody type thing. I'm not a mere human. I know who I am believing in. I know that God is God. He never changes. He always will be God. He's the God of everywhere and God all over me. And I just stay the course with him. And I know his promises are yes and amen. God doesn't make promises and then forget about them and go, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. He doesn't forget. He never forgets. He doesn't go, oh, I forgot that I made that promise. Oh, I forgot that I said that, that was against me. Oh, you know that thing I said was against me? It's fine now. Did he say that?
Nope.
No, he didn't say it. People will try, because people today will try to water down the gospel, and will try to water down and be like, oh, it's fine if you don't feel bad about it, that you did it. It's all right. If you sin and don't feel bad about it, it's all right. No, in God's eyes, it is not okay. If it was sin before, guess what? It's still sin now. It is. The word of God didn't change because it's now 2024. Didn't change to fit a certain generation or a certain time frame. No. You know, what he said, he meant. And I know for a fact, his promises are yes and amen. They're not maybe, they're not, well, if I don't forget. Meaning him saying if he doesn't forget. No. So, you know, we got to make sure we love him with all that we are. And, you know, you should love going to his house. You should love it. You should love reading his word. You should love prayer. You should. And if you're finding you don't, find yourself wondering yourself, you know, how's my temperature? Am I lukewarm? my cold. Am I a little warm, but not as hot as I used to be? Or am I on fire? And so, you've got to do that self-examination of yourself. I can't do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. As they say, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Say, you did a little accent on it, didn't you? Yup. Oh, you should get rid of that. No. You know, sometimes you gotta learn to laugh. You do. The Bible tells me a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. That's what the Bible says. So I feel it. You know, laughter is important. And I feel a good preacher should make you laugh. You know, if your pastor never makes you laugh, I'm like, what? Don't you believe the verse that says, merry heart doeth good like medicine? And so, let me just see. Where my phone at? Oh, no, I found it. I found it. But, oh, well, I was just looking at it, and then I found it, and then I'm like, oh, there it was. Because sometimes, you know, you just look for something, you know, whatever it might be, and you don't know where on earth is it. But I found it. So when God made the Ten Commandments, we'll look at what chapter 5 says about that. So if you want to look at that with me. Thank God for the Word of God. That's what I got to say about it. First one, it says here, and Moses summoned all Israel, and he said, hear, O Israel, the decrees and laws that I declare in your hearing today. In other words, in your hearing, meaning that I declare before you. Learn them and be sure to follow them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us at Mount Horeb. It was not with our fathers that the Lord made this covenant, but with us, with all of us who are alive here today. The Lord spoke to you face to face out of the fire on the mountain. At the time I stood before the Lord and you to declare to you the word of the Lord, because you were afraid of the fire and did not go up the mountain. And he said, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath. Or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. Those who hate me. But showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commands. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. In other words, use his name in vain. Don't do that. For the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son nor your daughter, your maidservant, nor your oxen, nor your donkey, or any of your animals, nor the alien within your gates, so that your manservant and maidservant will rest as you do. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. In other words, don't lie. Tell the truth. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not set your desire on your neighbor's house or land, his maidservant, his ox, his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Oh, by the way, you want to throw it back? That includes his toilet paper. Yeah, people were looking for toilet paper like it was gold. They would go to stores. They'd be like, oh, you got any toilet paper? You got any TP? No. You're the next one. Oh, you got any TP? No. Hey, you got any TP? No. No, you got? No. Nice. It came on at 7 o'clock this morning, and 5 minutes later it was gone. What? They thought TP was going to be their savior almost. Now we find it in the store. Well, people took it for granted. Like, what? Thing that belongs to your name. Okay, verse 22. These are the commands that the Lord proclaimed in a loud voice to your assembly there on the mountain from out of the fire, the cloud, and the deep darkness. He added nothing more. The deep darkness. And he added nothing more. Folks, there were no animatronics. There was no special effects. There was no special movie to watch. Didn't have those back then. I mean, there was thunder and lightning. I would say those were the only special effects needed, right?
Right.
Maybe they were special effects in their own way, but I don't know.
Well, then I guess there's a possibility.
Well, I did nothing more. Then he wrote them on 2 stone tablets and gave them to me. When you heard the voice out of the darkness, while the mountain was ablaze with fire, all the leading men of your tribes and your elders came to me, and you said, the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his majesty, and we have heard his voice from the fire. Today, we have seen that a man can live even if God speaks. With them. But now, why should we die? This great fire will consume us, and we will die if we hear the voice of the Lord our God any longer. For what mortal man has ever heard the voice of the living God speaking out of fire as we have and survived? Go near and listen to all that the Lord our God says. Then tell us whatever the Lord our God tells you. We will listen and obey. The Lord heard you when you spoke to me. And the Lord said to me, I have heard what these people said to you. Everything they said was good. Their hearts would be inclined to fear me and keep all my commands always, so that it might go well with them and their children forever. Go tell them to return to their tents. But you stay here with me, so that I may give you all the commands, decrees, and laws that you are to teach them to follow in the land that I am giving them to possess. So be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left. Walk in all the way that the Lord your God has commanded you. So when he said these, he wasn't just saying them like to Moses, like a little, nope, he was saying them out loud. And he meant for the people to hear it. He meant it. He wasn't just saying it like, go ahead, you know, nope. These people heard the voice of God. And they didn't need any, you know, animatronics or stuff, anything like that. These days, attention spans today, I honestly feel like attention spans over the last 25 years have done nothing but get shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. Do you agree?
Yes.
Why do you think it is that the attention spans of kids now are so short compared to what they were?
I have no idea.
But like, he wasn't speaking to them through their phones. He wasn't speaking to them through their iPods, their laptops. Oh, wait, they didn't have them. He was speaking right there. And God meant all of what he said. He didn't just say it and go like, oh, I'm sorry. I mean, it's okay if you want to. Do this or do that thing or steal or tell a lie or whatever. No. God said, do not do those things. He made it clear. Many laws are based on parts of the Ten Commandments. They are like, you shall not steal. You shall not murder. You really should honor your father and your mother. You really should. You know, it's a commandment. If you want to go well with you, your mother and father are Christian, obey them. and because then it'll go, well, if you have a good life and a long life. If you don't, if you dishonor them, you have a short life and a miserable life. It's as simple as that. It's the way God made it. God designed it that way. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would, Master, that we would get this in our minds. That we would love you with our heart, soul, strength, and mind. That we would put you first. That you would be our first love. And I thank you that we would examine ourselves to make sure that we're doing right on your behalf, in your sight. And I thank you for that, Lord, in your name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And until next time, God first, God always. And until next time, so long, everybody.